7:13 now, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, October 2nd. I'm talking about Tuesday morning. We don't want to go back. Wednesday morning, October 2nd. Stayed up too late last night watching the debate. You can text me your thoughts on that if you like at 504-260-1870. Good news is a minor cool front coming through for the weekend. Going to have just a little hint of fall. Highs of 84 and lower humidity, which is good. We're all looking forward to that. We're going to spend an hour talking about this inspector general in Jefferson Parish and a proposed brew pub in Gretna that they're going to break ground on. As it stands, the day after tomorrow, we'll see what happens on that. Joe Marino joins us first. We'll get both sides of this. He's a former state representative, a practicing attorney, and as I understand it, the legislator who got the capital outlay project into the budget in 2022. Is that accurate, Joe?
Yep, that is. This is a very long project that we've been working on with a lot of people since it's been in the state budget since 2022, and it's been funded in three consecutive years.
All right, let me first of all welcome you and say good morning to you. And now let's go back and start at the beginning. Back in 2022, budgeting-wise, and I don't get too far into the weeds, but if there's a Jefferson Parish Gretna thing, how does the state get involved in this?
Well, actually, what it is, it starts out as a plan to try to redevelop this blacktop parking lot, or what would be the best use for this blacktop parking lot that's really not serving really any purpose other than blight. That's what it looks like. And so what we want to do, we want to figure out how we're going to develop this. And the ideas started coming with a parking complex to serve all the surrounding buildings and also to attract river cruises at that ferry right there and maybe a water taxi. And then it morphed into, well, we can't put a garage next to the Huey P. Long. There's some zoning there. It's like, wait, what if we put in commercial leasable space there?
Hang on one second. Tell me where this is, Joe. Where is this at the corner?
Okay, so if you go down Huey P. Long in Gretna, right before you get to the levee, to your left, the last building is the parish court building.
Right.
There's the building. There's a giant parking lot right there that goes all the way. It goes from Huey P. Long all the way over to Durbany, and it's just an open, flat parking lot, and that's the property we're talking about. So what you do, just like any other process, you know, when you want to get funding from the state for your project, you put in a capital outlay request, and that's how the legislature, you know, that's how your state rep is involved. That's how I get involved, because at the time, it was in my district, so I'm involved in these meetings. And we put in a capital outlay, and what the capital outlay request is, the state is going to fund, if it's approved, 75% of the total project. The locals have to come up with a 25% match, mm-hmm. and so that's the majority of this project, which is not, I haven't really heard yet, is state funded. The state's going to come up with, and the state has been funding this. We've been drawing this money down since the first $4.5 million that we got in 2022. And so what happens as we're going through this process, when state funding's involved, you've got the Department of Administration that's going to start looking at your project and see, what is this project and how does it work? So we get them to come in, and they've reviewed and vetted this project about four times that I'm personally aware of. Jim Lee, who I have a tremendous amount of respect for, he's with the Facility Planning and Control. They went down through this entire project and how it's layered with the parish, with the state, with the locals. We all met, and it's been vetted and approved, and it's in full compliance with the law and with parish ordinances. What happens is this project's going on for years. There's billboards out on Huey P. Long in the corner showing you what the building's going to look like. We've been talking about it for years. The parish has voted on aspects of this project six or seven times, including the last time in October of 2023. And that's apparently, according to the testimony of the inspector general at the last council meeting, she said that's when she first noticed this project and decided to start investigating it. 2023, when the parish unanimously votes to approve the lease to the tenant in the commercial space. So then what happens next, and I'll stop if you want to ask me questions.
I do. Let me go back and just talk about the project itself, because I'm presuming that people know about it, because we do, but maybe they don't.
Right. So what the project is, it's going to be a complex that has two parts to it. One side of it is this parking complex. It's not going to be an ugly box parking complex. It's a well-designed, landscaped, blends in with the area, three-level parking complex. On the front side, which is going to face UEP Long, we're going to have a brew pub. We're going to have a restaurant. We're going to have public space, a little 5,000-square-foot public park. And then the city is going to be funding the part, which is a kiosk, which my mayor, Belinda Constant, has always been saying that she wanted to have her own kiosk. So that's also part of it.
To do what? Tell me what that kiosk is going to do.
It could be many different things. It's a wayfinding thing, for one, to let people know where is everything and what is everything there. The kiosk.
It's a public use, is what it is. It's not, you're not selling magazines or anything. It's.
The kiosk part of it is the smallest part of the project. But the main part of the project, it's a parking complex with commercial leasable space that in the end is going to turn a blacktop parking lot into a game-changing economic development for the city and the parish. Go ahead.
How many floors is a parking lot?
It's three, I believe.
Is it free parking or is it paid parking?
No, it's paid parking.
Okay. Because I know, I tell you.
But it's not paid when you go. So just like the lot right now, it's paid parking if you're just coming to some of those buildings. But if you're an employee or a juror or all the staff or all the people around it, the parish has to provide parking for them. That's why and they fill up the garage and that space. And so the majority of those lots, spaces don't ever generate revenue. Because that's where the, like I said, court staff, juror parking, you got the DA's office there, you got the general government building there, you got the courthouse, you got court of appeal, parish court. I mean, there's a lot of different buildings and government that can use that lot as well. Plus, we want to have parking in the future towards a river taxi maybe, or cruise ships coming in and docking at the ferry landing there.
Yeah, let me take a break now, Joe. We'll pick it up when we come back. I had company in from out of town. I think I spent Friday night and Saturday night at the River Shack. So I'm very familiar with that area, and I know parking can be tight. So we'll pick it up here when we come back. We're talking to Joe Marino, former state representative, practicing attorney, about this plan to build a brew pub in Gretna that the inspector general has problems with, and we'll talk up with her in the next half hour. Quick look at traffic now, WWL. All right, quickly back to Joe Marino, former state representative, talking about this proposed project in Jefferson Parish for a brew pub. Let me get to this, Joe, in the time we have left. The letter that the inspector general sent out, and I'll let the audience know she's going to join us in the next half hour, says that it potentially violated state law by circumventing the public bid process, that there's no assurance that there was open competition among contractors, that it was free from favoritism. She also wrote that the lease agreement puts the parish at significant financial risk if the brew pub underperforms. Go ahead.
She made a series of assumptions in this letter. So let's just, first of all, talk about what it is. To the general public, if you have a 35-page letter entitled Public Letter to Parish Council Donating Public Funds and Property, not that didn't happen, Public Improvements Without Public Bid, and Lack of Transparency, JPOIG 2024-001, the general public looks at this like this is a report and these are findings, that there were violations of open bid laws, open meeting laws, public lease laws. there's a lot of accusations in there. But what it doesn't say, which she admitted when she went to the council meeting, is she started looking into this in October of 2023 and wrote a 35-page letter without asking a single person involved in the project to comment on what it is that she's speculating on. She doesn't ask the state reps. She doesn't ask the parish. She doesn't speak to the parish attorney. She doesn't do any investigation and releases a 35-page letter, which is putting all of us in, it makes us look like we are violating all of these laws. We are going, and that is what I had a problem with, which is why I went to the council meeting and said that, and why I went to the ethics board and said that. If you want to know what happens or what's going on, you're the inspector general. You can ask questions. You can show up at meetings. You can send me an email. You can call me. You can put out a written request for information. You can do all these things to start giving yourself an understanding about what the project is if you have questions or concerns that you didn't do. And the way it looks is the timing of this letter is dropped right before we're getting ready to do the groundbreaking on this project. And so it was intentionally done, it looks like, to try to stop the project with a reckless public letter, which, again, read that whole letter and see if it says anywhere in there, by the way, I wrote this letter without talking to a single person involved in the project yet. She says at the meeting she's going to do that. That is just an abuse of the power of the inspector general. And look, I'll stay on the line. I'd love to ask her my own questions at the, in the second half hour.
If she's willing, we didn't invite her on to do that. But if she was willing to do that, you can hang on. So let's see if Kim wants to go through with that. And if she does,
she also has subpoena power. If she wants records, she can subpoena people to meetings. She can get a court-ordered subpoena if she wants to. I mean, there's ways.
You hang on. We got to go to news. We'll check with Ms. Chatelaine before we put her on to see if she's willing to do that. If not, no problem. We didn't invite her on under those circumstances. But we'll see if we can work it out. We'll take a break now for news on WWL.